What do you think makes the perfect snack?
It's gotta be when I'm really craving it and it's convenient.
Could you be more specific?
When it's cravenient.
Okay.
Like a freshly baked cookie made with real butter, available right down the street at AMPM, or a savory breakfast sandwich I can grab in just a second at AMPM.
I'm seeing a pattern here.
Well, yeah, we're talking about what I crave.
Which is anything from AMPM.
What more could you want?
Stop by AMPM where the snacks and drinks are perfectly craveable and convenient. That's cravenience. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey, everyone. Nova Lane here, your friendly neighborhood guide to untangling the messy web of life, one unfollowed notification at a time. Ever feel like you're constantly chasing some elusive perfect version of yourself? Like every stumble or misstep throws you back to square one? Well, guess what? That's not only totally normal, it's also incredibly human. And today, we're diving deep into the surprisingly beautiful world of failure because let's face it, it's a lot less scary when you see it as your secret weapon for growth and learning. We live in a world that practically worships success, right? It's like winning the lottery is the ultimate goal, and any detour from that path is considered, well, let's just say not ideal. But what if I told you that those detours, the so-called failures, are actually holding the key to unlocking your true potential? Think about it, how many times have you learned something valuable from a mistake? You probably can't even count. Those moments of oops, did not see that coming, are often disguised as painful stumbles, but they are actually stepping stones on the path to becoming a badass, resilient version of yourself. So, let's ditch the fear and embrace those juicy little learning experiences, because here are 5 key takeaways to help you rewire your brain for success through failure. 1. Redefine failure. First things first, we gotta get real about what failure actually means. Is it falling flat on your face? Or is it simply a chance to course correct, adjust your sails, and try again with even more wisdom? Think of those epic movie characters who overcome their biggest challenges. They are not defined by their failures. They are defined by how they bounce back stronger than ever. So, the next time you hit a snag, don't see it as a sign of weakness. See it as an opportunity to level up. 2. Get curious about your setbacks. Instead of wallowing in self-doubt, try getting curious about what went wrong. Why did things not go according to plan? What could you have done differently? What can you learn from this experience that will help you avoid similar pitfalls in the future? Remember, a growth mindset is all about embracing challenges and using them as fuel for learning. 3. Celebrate small wins. This one's super important. Don't wait for the grand finale to feel good about yourself. Celebrate those tiny victories along the way, finishing that project, nailing a presentation, mastering a new skill. Each little win builds momentum and keeps you motivated on your journey. And hey, let's be honest, celebrating yourself is always a good idea. 4. Find your tribe. Surrounding yourself with supportive people who believe in you can make all the difference. Talk to friends, family, mentors, anyone who will listen and offer encouragement even when things get tough. You're not alone in this journey, and sometimes just sharing your struggles can help lighten the load. 5. Embrace imperfection. This is a big one. Remember, you're human, and that means making mistakes is part of the process. Perfection is an illusion anyway, it's a myth that keeps us stuck in a cycle of self-criticism and fear. Instead, focus on progress, not perfection. Celebrate your efforts, learn from your setbacks, and keep moving forward. You got this. Now, let me paint your picture. Picture yourself trying to bake a cake for the first time. You follow the recipe meticulously, but when it comes out of the oven, it's more like a deflated pancake than a delicious dessert. You might feel frustrated, even embarrassed. But here's the thing, that failed cake taught you something valuable. Maybe you learned to pay closer attention to baking times, or maybe you realized that you need to experiment with different ingredients. Either way, that experience set you up for success in your next baking attempt. You learned from your mistake, and now you're one step closer to becoming a master baker. D. Failure can be a delicious stepping stone. So, my friends, remember these key takeaways. Redefine failure as an opportunity for growth. Get curious about your setbacks. Celebrate those small wins. Surround yourself with supportive people, and embrace the beauty of imperfection. And most importantly, never stop learning. Never stop growing, and never stop reaching for your dreams. Now go out there and make some mistakes, learn from them. Share this episode with someone who needs a little reminder that failure is just fuel for greatness. And don't forget to join the conversation on social media. Let me know what you think about embracing failure in the comments below. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.